This is the mission of Christian Science in the teaching of A Course in Miracles. It is a journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. To advance a vision for all people on earth of our divine purpose to be united in peace and love with all of humanity in the recognition of our oneness and equality in the sight of God is the reason for the science that we have within the idea of Christianity. With no regard to race, color, creed, gender, or national origin, there is, has been, and will always be in our species an innate inborn faculty of expanding self-realization and understanding of our entire purpose for existence derived through and by acts of forgiveness and love. We are certain in our hearts and minds that this new understanding of a true universal relationship must and will bring bright, innovative solutions to the often devastating problems of aggregate human existence that have beset mankind since the beginning of time. Our only goal is the enlightenment of mind. The means are the consistent and uncompromising application of the science of mind. Our curriculum directs, supports, enhances, and accelerates this transformation of our minds. Our focus includes service, education, dissemination, and communication of the message that we use in Christian Science in the manner in which we can make application of the experience of miracles throughout the world. Idea of utilizing the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the application of the science that it's possible for me to arrive at conclusion that are best demonstrated through Jesus in the New Testament are why I'm here. Now, I'm going to use, and I've been speaking for a long time, in fact, since the beginning of time, in the idea that the science of my mind will always be in a particular demonstration of what appears to be the necessity for a conversion of the wellness of the physicalness of me in regard to being whole and perfect as I was created. Now, what we're going to do, and I have a little Sunday edition. This is the Sunday morning edition of Christian Science, which is fundamentally the idea of the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles. What it really says is, and what all Jesus really says in the New Testament, is you're going to have to use the power of your mind to arrive at conclusions that will allow for allowances of changes to occur immediately in the idea of a repetition that is different than the one that you just experienced, but yet have already experienced if Jesus is proper in his idea of resurrection. Okay? Now, what I'll do real quickly is I'll read a little bit of it to you because I love the idea that you're using the science of your mind to admit that the application of the change in you, in your body formulation, okay, using Jesus now in the science of the New Testament, is not particularly concerned about how you have been in the idea, this is directly now from Jesus in the science, is not particularly concerned in a hologram of light that you intend to be in the New Testament, how Jesus actually underwent an experience of disappearance. All right, Now, I'm going to have to utilize the idea, and Jesus reminds you of this consistently in the New Testament, that it's going to have to come from my mind very simply because it's a disappearance of my body formulation. And that's how I really teach healing. It's the curiosity about, I'm teaching, most of you are familiar with Christian Science. You've even heard of Mary Baker. I mean, you've heard of the science of the mind, and there's lots of churches now around here. In fact, I'm going to send this video of the science of my mind concerning Christian Science, all right, as a demonstration of the purity of Christianity, which is actually obvious in the idea that the science of my mind is where the requirement for the alteration of itself occurs. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit about from the Sunday edition of the idea of Mary Baker in regard to how she came through revelation. Okay, and most, now, there's really no argument with Christian. You know, the problem I have with Christian, I'm going to talk about a little bit here, because what Mary Baker finally says about the capacity of instantaneous healing that can occur without regard to the formulation of what you formerly were in space-time are obviously why you go to church and call it Christian Science. And what you do is, and the reason people don't particularly want to be conformed to you is you're teaching the science of the power of your mind to heal. Now, actually, Mary Baker, guys, you might as well hear it, well, she'll say that it's the power of my mind to heal. Nobody really quarrels with that. What they quarrel with is the instantaneous availability of Jesus in his disappearance and reappearance within a physical body. Okay? Now, maybe I can stir up a little attention in the course with Christian Science. Now, you, as long as I can remember, I might as well tell you that I am a Christian Scientist that did not find approval among what we call Protestants, Congregationalists, who didn't want to take the idea that they could not use their mind to heal. Now, there's nowhere that Jesus, all right, in Christian Sciences, says you're going to do anything but be well and perfect using your mind without regard to your physical body, and that's not going to make any difference. Now, so when you, somebody told me when I was back in the 30s, I'm an old guy, in Christian Science and Mary Baker, people would refuse to go to the doctor for physical evidence of themselves because, well, I'm a Christian Scientist. That's not what Jesus taught in Christian Science. In Christian Science, Jesus teaches that the love of God is so important in an individual mind that a replication of the idea of the physicalness of you can demonstrate the wellness of you. I'll read just a little bit. Is this little science book of Christian Science full of the idea of the miracles, okay, that occur in the idea that suddenly there's a shift in consciousness? Yeah, will I do it? Sure. I'll read you just a little bit. If I come into a Sunday school class, the idea of teaching a course in miracles, the idea of teaching the science of the mind of Jesus, which is fundamentally what Christianity is, okay, I would have to have somewhere the idea of the necessity for a physical experience, all right, that would involve the physical change of you, all right, not necessarily in the application of what was mental within my mind. Okay, now, that's what I'm going to say about this. Okay? Am I all right? Okay, this is called Christian Science because it's what Mary Baker taught in the idea of a self-discovery, and that happened to me when I was dying. And when I went through my last death experience as many or all of you have done. And suddenly you discovered that the application of the remedy that you used physically made you well. Now, while you're willing to admit that the mind had to do with it, the idea that it's entirely mindful, if it's going to be real, is more difficult for you in the teaching of Jesus. Okay? Should we try it just for a minute? There. Okay? This is the idea of the science of your mind to suddenly get a revision of how you look. A revision of how you look in this little Sunday school book about a course in the miracle of my mind that suddenly is demonstrable by what's happening with me. Listen with me. Listen with me. And watch. And watch. Once came to me this heavenly conviction, a conviction antagonistic to the testimony of the physical senses. According to St. Paul, it was a gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. It was the divine law of life and love unfolding to me the demonstrable fact that matter possesses neither sensation nor light, that human experiences show the falsity of all material things, and that immortal cravings, the price of learning love, establish the truism that the only sufferer is mortal mind, for the divine mind itself cannot suffer. I'm back with you just for the idea of beginning to point out to you in the science of the Christian idea. When you believe that you're sick or unable to cope with the mortal mind, you actually have nothing to do with reality at all. You're not a part of what reality is. This is a teaching of Jesus. Let's look at it. My conclusions were reached by allowing the evidence of this revelation to multiply with mathematical certainty and the lesser demonstration to prove the greater as a product of 3 multiplied by 3 equaling 9 proves conclusively that 3 times 3 must be 9 in the entirety of the idea, not a fraction more and not a unit less. When apparently near the confines of mortal existence, standing already within the shadow of the Death Valley, I learned these truths in divine science that all real being is in God, the divine mind, and that life and truth and love are all powerful and ever present, that the opposite of truth, called error, or sin, or sickness, and disease, and death, is the false testimony of false material sense of mind in matter, that this false sense evolves in belief a subjective state of mortal mind, which the same so-called mind names matter, thereby shutting out the true sense of spirit. I'm back for just a moment because I'm obviously teaching what so many now are formulating in ideas of the action of taking time each moment to practice the idea of increasing the facility of the idea that the manner in which they're viewing this world is actually only contained subjectively within their own mind. Now, that this is the entire teaching of Christianity in what you call the science of the mind is a true statement. There's very little objection to the idea of the healing in Christian science, except the idea that the physical healing of the body can be accomplished by particular ideas of falsity that are contained within the mind that allow the body to be real. Now, this is not what Jesus teaches. It's not what Paul teaches. It's not what the disciples teach. And it's not what anyone who saw Jesus physically make an appearance here actually teaches. Now, since you have to use it, it's going to say here, all right, as it does in the New Testament, that the power is in your mind. And there's nothing you can do about that. But that's not to say that in your mind is not contained the immediate wholeness of the idea of the relative idea of the space-time of a hologram that's all around you in the light of yourself. And this is 2,000 years of Christianity. Okay, will you listen with me? Listen just for a second. When apparently, near the confines of mortal existence, standing already within the shadow of the Death Valley, I learned these truths in divine science, that all real being is in God, the divine mind, and that life and truth and love are all powerful and ever present. But the opposite of truth, called error or sin or sickness or disease or death, is the false testimony of false material sense of mind in matter. That this false sense evolves in belief a subjective state of mortal mind, which the same so-called mind names matter, thereby shutting out the true sense of spirit. And I wanted you to hear it once more. My discovery that mortal, misnamed mind produces all the organism and action of the mortal body set my thoughts to work in new channels of the idea that I wanted to see and led up to my demonstration of the proposition that mind is all and matter is not, that mind is all and that matter is not, as a leading factor in science of mind. Christian Science reveals that mind is all in all, that the only realities are the divine mind and idea. This great fact is not, however, seen to be supported by sensible evidence until its divine principle is demonstrated by healing the sick, and thus proved absolute and divine. This proof once seen, no other conclusion can be reached. Obviously, the problem that you have with it, and this is what we're going to attempt to do out in the world by the new evidence that most of you are reaching individually the certainty that since time is always going to be gone anyway, you don't intend to hold on to it within your own self. All right? Now, is this the science of your mind in the evidence of what you intend to do? Sure. You want to listen to a little more of what this actually says? Now, here, the idea, all right, that you can alter your association of the physicalness of your body would have to involve not only time or a moment when you were here, but the space in which you occupied the idea of a reflection of light of yourself in a hologram that what Jesus teaches throughout the New Testament is that he suddenly appears. Okay, now is he suddenly appearing right now? Of course. The idea that you have the power in your mind to perform this must mean that you were successful within the idea of utilizing the science of your mind, because suddenly you saw somebody who had a terrible case of cancer that was getting old and dying, and suddenly he was well for no reason. Now, the idea that you can't accept that, which is really what Christian Science is, as a matter of fact, it's what healing is, gave you the idea that he must have used a remedy, a physical remedy within his mind of what he wanted to be. Now, Jesus says, I didn't do that. Jesus says, when I decided to heal somebody, I went there, I looked directly at him in a new relationship in space-time where he could see himself. Okay? Let's take another look at what the idea means. What we're really saying is that you can change the way you're looking at me right now, very simply by demonstrating a new hologram of light in which you'll be different. Now, you say to me, well, I know you, you're an 86-year-old guy. And I said, well, the idea of the physicalness of my body being 86 can be altered by a fraction of the idea, if what I'm teaching in Christian Science is true, by the simple admission that I don't seem to, using the power of my mind through Jesus Christ, that I suggest that you do, that I can heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, say to me, can you heal the sick and raise the dead?
Can you heal the sick and raise the dead?
How else would I be able to do it physically? Now, you don't object the idea that I can heal with my mind. What you object to is the idea that I can heal you physically, very simply because the nature of Christian Science in the idea of A Course in Miracles is that the healing is going on continuously with what's going on with you. You listen with me. Here is the science of your mind in the miracle of utilizing the power of God to demonstrate a vertical idea, all right, of a horizontal, all right, and vertical idea of a variation of suddenly appearing out of nowhere. Are you suddenly appearing out of nowhere? Sure. Are you listening to that song, You Came to Me from Out of Nowhere? Sure. Is that a Christian song? Sure. Do you like the idea that when you go out and say, you should have seen who came up to me on the corner, all right, and I know that he's been dead for 400 years or 5 or 1,000, or I know he's not drew within my sequence of time for another 100 years. That's what science of mind is. Listen. The physical effects of fear illustrate its illusion. Gazing at a chained lion crouched for a spring should not terrify a man. The body is affected only with the belief of disease produced by a so-called mind ignorant of the truth, which chains disease. Nothing but the power of truth can prevent the fear of error and prove man's domination over error. Many years ago, this author made a spiritual discovery, the scientific evidence of which has accumulated to prove that divine mind produces in man health, harmony, and immortality. Nothing is more disheartening than to believe that there is a power opposite to God, or good, and that God endows this opposing power with strength to be used against himself, against life, against health, and against harmony, and you know it's not true. Every law of matter of the body, supposed to govern man, is rendered null and void by the law of life, God. Ignorant of our God-given rights, we submit to unjust decrees, and the bias of education enforces this slavery. Be no more willing to suffer the illusion that you're sick, or that some disease is in the system, then you are to yield to a sinful temptation on the ground that sin has some sort of necessity to you. I'm going to leave you for a moment in the idea that Christian Science has actually been a lot more successful at teaching the science of the mind than the idea of Christianity necessarily. And that's why those in Christianity say, well, I can't do that because I would have to admit to the possibility of the entire wellness of myself in an instant conversion of how I look physically. Can you see that with me? Now, I'm going to leave you and I'm going to come back. All right, in the idea that who is going to appear here. Watch me now, here. Did you do that physically with your body? Sure. Can you do it physically with the idea that when I took off my sweater, I was able to present to you the certainty that in our Course in Miracles, we teach you that the idea that I was wearing that sweater a moment ago is over and gone. And that if it's over and gone, I don't have to be concerned in Christian Science, as Mary Baker would tell you, about how I can be whole and well in the idea of what I am. I'll be back in just a moment. You stay here with the love that I'm feeling for you and the idea that as soon as I took off my sweater, you went, well, I'm glad he took off his sweater because the appearance of him in a reflection of light are the science of my mind in the love that Jesus expresses for me. I'll be back in just a moment. I'll be back in just a moment.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
The change that occurred just then was very important in the science of your mind and how you heal. You're looking very different than you did in the other place that you were in. And what you really learned from me, from Jesus, is that the place that you were in has been resurrected by the idea of your mind in Christian Science.
He speaks and the sound of his voice.
Idea that you're going to listen to me and we're going to send this to what do you call them, Christian Scientists? We're going to send them, Christian Scientists, the story about Jesus. Because the place that he is in is different than the place that you're in. Now, does he bring the new place with him when he comes into the science of the idea of your mind? No. You can say, well, he looks very much the same to me. You could say the same thing about me if you wanted to. You could say to me, the continuum that you're representing to me is a reflection of the idea of cause and effect in the notation that there's a variation between what we teach with God, all right, through Jesus Christ, and what I am certain is in my own mind. Now, what I'm going to do is, in this idea of the science of my mind, is offer you a physical demonstration of the manner in which I can perform a new idea of what I intend to do. This is Christian Science now. You say, well, you're able to do it with the power of your mind. I don't understand that. The only power of mind I have is the singularity of a representation of a reflection of light that allows me to see what I believe I am within myself. And if I believe, this is not directly from Jesus, that I can get sick, if I believe that in my mind there's an idea of a physical capacity, of hatred, the idea that I don't have to love you, the idea that I'm going to starve, the idea I'm going to hate my enemy, actually, what I am, are you ready, is nothing. The entire teaching of the science of mind through Jesus teaches you, and we're going to read just a little bit about it from Christian Science, so you can get an idea in your mind that either you're going to be whole and absolutely real, as the song would indicate, or you simply won't be anything. Do you have it with me? Do you have it? Yeah. You say, well, I came here, I'm occupying this body, and I'm going to get old, I'm going to die. That has no meaning to me any more than it really has any meaning to you. Let's look at it from a Christian Science standpoint, okay? You listen. Mind is the I am, or the infinite. Mind never enters the finite. I love that idea. Intelligence never passes into non-intelligence of matter. Good never enters into evil. The unlimited into the limited. The eternal into the temporal. Nor the immortal into mortality. The divine ego, and this we use a lot in our Course in Miracles, this is Christian Science, or individuality is reflected in all spiritual individuality from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Immortal man was and is God's image or idea, even the infinite expression of infinite mind. An immortal man is coexistent and co-eternal with that mind. He has been forever in the eternal mind, God. But infinite mind can never be in man, but is reflected by man in the idea of the perfection in which he can enter with Jesus. The spiritual man's consciousness and individuality are reflections of God. They are the emanations of him who is life and truth and love. Immortal man is not and never was material, but always spiritual and eternal. One more idea, listen to me. God is indivisible. A portion of God could not enter man, neither could God's fullness be reflected by a single man, else God would be finite. Allness is a measure of the infinite, and nothing less can express God. Now, listen. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable. This according to the Jesus teaching and of Christian Science. Harmonious and eternal is the idea of how you are by utilizing your idea of any reflection of light. The science of being furnishes the rule of perfection and brings immortality to light. God and man are not the same, but in the order of divine science, God and man coexist and are eternal. God is the parent mind, and man is God's spiritual offspring. I love that. The idea that you're learning with me the reasonableness of the fundamental idea of a comparison of lightness and darkness are the manner in which you successfully altered your idea in my last death experience. Now, you say to me, well, I believe that with Jesus that when I die, all right, I'm going to be able to enter the kingdom. And all Jesus really says in the science of mind And what he says to you is, there isn't any such thing as death. You couldn't possibly die, very simply because when you think you're dying, the reflection of light you're getting is actually nothing. All right? Now, this is the science of the mind, of the manner in which you practice. If you're going to, this is from Mary Baker, incidentally, who is very successful. You know, what's going to surprise me, and we're going to send this out to Christian Science, is the idea that they won't really question the idea of the manner in which the miracles are manifested by a voice that spoke through Mary Baker, if you'd like to use her, in the idea that Jesus spoke to her. Did Jesus speak to Mary Baker? Did Jesus speak to Christian Science people about the idea of an alteration of time within themselves, where they recognize that they suddenly were sick, and that they suddenly were not only not sick, but are in a totality of a reflection of light that is different than the one they were in just a moment ago? Okay? Let's listen together, shall we? Let's listen just a little bit to the idea of what we're saying about this. It is ignorance and false belief based on a material sense of things which hides spiritual beauty and goodness. Understanding this, Paul said, neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, that joy cannot be turned into sorrow, for sorrow is not the master of joy, that good can never produce evil, that matter can never produce mind, nor life result in death. The perfect man, governed by God, his perfect principle, is sinless and eternal. Harmony is produced by its principle, is controlled by it, and abides in it. Divine principle is the life of man. Man's happiness is not, therefore, at the disposal of physical sense. Truth is not contaminated by error. I love that. Harmony in man is as beautiful as in music, and discord is unnatural and unreal. We're going to demonstrate. We got 12 minutes here. Okay? And what's the science of the idea of Christian Science is going to demonstrate so beautifully put by Mary Baker, of the possibility that a miracle can actually occur and that it really doesn't have anything to do with your physical body. And you say, well, that's certainly, well, I know you just read me that everything is controlled by my mind. Yes, and I'm going to include the notation that if there is only one mind, the source of my reality is God, and that I therefore cannot be excluded as the Son of God from the perfection that I am. Okay, will you listen with me? Let's do it from a Mary Baker standpoint, in the idea that the presence of Christian Science, when you came in here on this idea of the science of your mind, okay, on Sunday school, to practice the idea of healing the sick and raising the dead using the power of your mind was a teaching of Jesus. And while you don't mind admitting it, you say to me, well, I'm not a Christian Science. And of course, you are a Christian Science. Everything that you do in the idea of Christianity is the certainty that the power of your mind to be whole and perfect have been endowed to you by the perfection of a physical reappearance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for goodness sake. Okay, now you don't like the idea that somewhere I'm telling you that means I don't have to use any physical sense. I didn't say that. I said you don't have to use any physical sense because you're not physical. This world that you believe that you occupy was actually over a long time ago, and you know there's a whole universe out there. And you know perfectly well that the idea of the separation of cause and effect in yourself can only produce ideas of reflection of light that will have no meaning. Let's listen together just a little more about the catechism of the mind training of Christian Science. Boy, you look good. Did you see how you... The people are stopping in here. Somebody said, did you see that? What's my name again? Is teaching Christian Science? And I said to him, all Christians actually teach Christian Science or conscience or consciousness of yourself in relationship with the idea that you can be healed through the power of mind by Jesus Christ. And there's nowhere, there's no sense in arguing with me. The reason you can't argue with me is you're either whole and perfect as you were created, okay, which is the sense that you have in your mind, or this is going to be hateful and real, in which case you're going to be forever condemned to this idea. And that's why we teach this. Listen. The scripture says, in Him we live and move and have our being. What then is this seeming power independent of God, which causes disease and cures it? What is it but an error of belief that you could have been sick in the first place? A law of mortal mind, wrong in every sense, embracing sin and sickness and death. It is the very opposite of immortal mind, of truth, and of spiritual law. It is not in accordance with the goodness of God's character that He should make men sick, then leave man to heal himself. It is absurd to suppose that matter can both cause and cure disease, or that spirit, God, produces disease and leaves the remedy in nature. God is the Father of mind and of nothing else. Such an utterance is the voice of one crying in the wilderness of human beliefs and preparing the way of science for the idea that the materialism of you is always going to be over and gone within your idea of yourself. Now, we know that in Christian Science, we demonstrate that none but the pure in heart can see God, as the gospel teaches. In proportion to his purity is man perfect, and perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Jesus Christ, life's spiritual ideal. The true idea of man as a reflection of the invisible God is as incomprehensible to the limited senses as is man's infinite principle. The reason that I'm talking about that in the idea of science is the most perfect that I can get you to recognize is that the solution to what you want to find is going to be in you. Is that so? Now, the idea that it's going to be in you in Christian Science are the notation that suddenly, although you may not even know why you're well, there may have been no remedy for you. What you had in you was the inevitability of the perfection of you in the notation and idea that you lasted only for that moment in your own mind. Let's look at what time offers you through Jesus. In the idea that he is going to tell you in the science of mind that he can alter your association by a physical reappearance that he's going to do, I understand. It's going to be about 3 minutes. You mean Jesus is coming into this idea of Christian Science? Sure. No. Hey, you know what will amaze you? He doesn't look the way you think he looks. And that's really not what's important. What's important is the manner in which you, as a teacher, as a remedy for the idea of the power of Jesus' mind, as a disciple of mine, to teach the science of your mind in the notation that the reflection of light that you're getting is going to be singular and whole no matter what you do with it. And in any particular sense, it won't make any difference. And you say to me, well, shall I try a little bit with you and what happened here just about 20 minutes ago? The idea here, I'm going to read you a little bit about the science of your mind in the power of the hologram of yourself, which is what Christian Science actually is. Listen to what Mary Baker has to say about the idea that Jesus made a physical appearance for her. True. Now, can you prove that within your mind? How could you possibly prove it? The reason you can't prove it is because it's in your mind. Jesus reminds you in Christian Science that the power of your mind to make a decision about what you want to see is one that you must make, and the idea that you make it must have been possible, or how can it be past tense in your mind? Listen. Listen with me. From the entirety of our teaching of Christian Science. All things I think I see reflect ideas. This is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth in the science of my mind, and mine, apart from yours, but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. The idea that you have decided on an individual basis, here and now, to have that experience could only mean that you've had it. Now, the story of how Paul, described to Jesus the certainty that the voice from Jesus actually spoke to him, are nothing that's a mysteriousness about Christianity. You know perfectly well it's true. What's hard for you to say is that in the science of your mind, when it is demonstrated as it's going to be in this new attitude of the performance of you, you won't be able necessarily to describe it in the nature of the power of the concept that you use to describe yourself. Now, the reason that is true is the only time you can really describe it is when you had the experience yourself, and that experience is over. And that's why it's called resurrection. It's called resurrection because obviously when the Christians tell you, well, we're all going to have to die, there's nowhere in Christian Science, and there's certainly nowhere in Paul, where Paul says that you have to die in order to know that Jesus is with you. Okay, let's look real quick at a little bit of it, and we'll be able to see that while you know perfectly well what I'm teaching, the idea that you can have the experience of what I'm trying to demonstrate you in the science of the power of my mind, that it seems reasonable if there's a universe out there, that the manner in which I can come to know it must be contained within me. Okay? You listen with me. Listen with me right now. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Father, you stand before me and behind me in the place I see myself and everywhere I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, the idea of who you thought you were will disappear because it has disappeared, and place becomes a meaningless belief, for what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. And there is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting life. My time is up in the Christian Science of my mind. Okay, but I want to impress on you the teaching of Jesus in the reflection of light that you appear to get from somebody other than yourself. Now, Jesus says it in a particular way. I just have time to read a reflection of the idea of the light that you believe is different from what you are. Listen with me. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself, since the reflection of thought that you're getting can be an accumulation of the science of your mind and the idea that in the new continuum of time, there are appearing from outside of this frame ideas in the science of your mind, all right, of the certainty that you were suddenly healed. All right, now, the idea that you have to have a reason for it really doesn't concern me, because if you decide with Jesus that you want to be whole and well, you can literally be in a different idea of association of where you thought you were. This is how you're going to get out into the universe, isn't it? This is how you're going to come in the science of your mind to the certainty that in the idea of changing your mind, you suddenly were healed of sickness and death. Now, am I a Christian scientist? Of course. Are you a Christian scientist? You could not be. You could not have in you the idea that is contained in you is the idea that there's a vast universe out there that's not connected to the limitation you impose on yourself in the faculty of reflection of light, where there's a variance from one idea to another, and what you call a neighbor. That's why Jesus, in 2,000 years ago, when he made an appearance with you, demonstrated very emphatically to you that he could heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, Christian Science teaches you, as Jesus teaches you in the science of your mind, that you are the cause of the disease within your own mind. And you can't possibly be the cause of it if there's such a thing as the idea of the entirety of the source of your reality. And the source of your reality is with us now. And the idea that you're going to allow for the idea, we're going to send it to all of the Christian scientists. What it is very simply, like Mary Baker, you might as well use her, teaches the idea that miracles occur. Now, you're perfectly willing to admit that miracles occur, but you do not want to eliminate the necessity to use medicine. What do I care whether you use medicine? The medicine you're using will be how you feel about yourself physically, and you will be directly well to the degree that you would accept the idea from Jesus that you're whole and perfect as you were created, no matter what you think. And I love you. That's Christian Science. And I love you as a neighbor in the appearance of Jesus. Here he came, in the appearance of Jesus just came in. Okay, to a Christian Science meeting. Actually, it's a Presbyterian. The idea that Presbyterian is the idea of a repetition that's very similar to the idea of Christian Science, since it's a reincarnation of the idea of the formulation of you in the perfection of Jesus. I'll be with you. I'll be with you in the certainty of the love that we're feeling for each other. And the idea that in Christian Science, I can practice it on a moment-by-moment basis using Jesus and not reveal it to anybody. That's what a course in the mind training actually is, isn't it? You brought me a line about it as a Christian Science. I would love to authenticate with you the certainty that what Jesus says is absolutely true. Did he say it 2,000 years ago when he made a physical appearance? Yes. Did he say it 10 minutes ago when he made a physical appearance? Of course. That's why you're being provided with the idea of alterations of yourself in escaping from earth to heaven in the certainty of who you are. And I'll see you in just a moment. And I'll see you in just a moment. And I'll see you here. And now, in that certainty of the science of my mind, in the acceptance of the entirety of the responsibility for what's going on, in the illusion that it was possible for me to be in this little place in space-time.